H-back. Two things I forgot to mention in part one. One, Harmonix Music VR, which I played after the two Amplitude demos. That was awesome. That was really cool way to experience music. I was playing, and it was my first time with an Oculus. But yeah, getting to experience this whole beach setting. The graphics were beautiful. And just interacting, moving, looking, certain directions, triggering stuff. And of course the song I picked was Frank Turner's I Still Believe, which was the, free Rock Band DLC now available, which came along with the, announcement of Rock Band 4. I still can't believe that. I am just, wow. I only think it would make it better if it was actually playable. Yeah, wish I could go to PAX Prime. But anyway, also on the show floor, I met Greg Miller, formerly of IGN, currently of Kinda Funny. And of course, he's a good friend of my friend Alex O'Neill, so took my picture with him and sent it to Alex with the caption, Greg says hi. anyway, Giant Bomb. Well, of course, I met up with John and Fred of Fantastic Neighborhood and a couple of their friends. And we're just chilling in the line. And not really much to report from line street passing. but the panel itself. Well, two big segments. Well, they had a lot of fun with Dan Reichert. They started off with Eric Pope and Pat Baird taking over, and all the Giant Bomb guys moving aside, and then they told Dan Reichert, hey, stay, and kind of framed it like an intervention, and then it turned into a game show, Win Dave Lang's Money. So Dave Lang and John Drake come up, and asked Dan a series of questions, telling him to answer the most adult-appropriate answer. $100 for each question going into the money chamber. Yeah, the cash grab chamber. And then Dan had to define a mortgage. But yeah, they had a lot of fun. Of course, at the end, they made Dan give all of quote-unquote Dave's money back because, you know, it's all about ethics and journalism. Bum, bum, ba-dum. And then the other funny part came at the end of the show. And of course, since the advent of it was the Royal Rumble this year, it's PAXamania, their wrestling panel. I really like how everybody's kind of gotten into develop their own characters, and so they Aaron Trites from Harmonix came out with the contracts for Dan Reichert and Alex Navarro to sign for the main event. And, of course, Dan added the stipulation that it was a no DQ match. And then, of course, Alex was pissed. And then Greg Miller, who escaped the PAX Prime Royal Rumble event, with Alex's belt after Alex kicked his ass. And Greg appointed himself commissioner. And essentially threatened Dan's belt if he did, or Alex's belt if he didn't agree to the stipulation. So he did, and then Dan revealed that he hired the services of Run GFB, a.k.a. D-Leezy, The Underdraker, and Dr. Tracksuit, a.k.a. Dave Lang, John Drake, and Jeff Gerstmann. Sunday's gonna be interesting. And tomorrow is gonna be interesting, too. I got two tournaments, I'm going to try to enter, Sonic All-Stars Racing Transformed tournament for Vita, and, Super Smash Brothers for 3DS, on 3DS, and, as well as the Big Harmonix Party. Still some more I want to see. I didn't see Microsoft at all. I didn't see Think Geek at all. Passed by Square Enix's booth. Essentially, all I want to do is just ask about Theater Rhythm Dragon Quest. Probably play Amplitude again. if I wanted to try anything at Harmonix again, it'd be the VR. One day down, two to go, each out.